And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. The new head coach of Memorial Boys Basketball, Jared Swanson, is here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the gig.
Hey, thank you very much, Brad. It's been a great week that we've been here. I'm just super excited to get going with the guys and super excited to be a part of this community.
What are you most looking forward to when you say you're excited? I get it, because it's an exciting opportunity. Obviously, Memorial, it's an exciting fan base, exciting community within the community of Evansville. But what part of the job or part of this next chapter for you really sticks out most as the most exciting part?
Well, I think you kind of mentioned it, you know, being a part of the community. You can, even just in the last week that me and my family have been here, you can just see the support is everywhere. I mean, everything from even some of the neighbors that we moved into on a street to, you know, people you see around town, everybody kind of, you know, there's a lot of big-time Memorial supporters, whether that's basketball or football or soccer is obviously huge, but any of the sports and just the school in general, there's so many people that are followers and supporters. It's going to be great just to be a part of that and to get my family to be a part of that and everything. So I'm just super excited, you know, just to be a part of that. Also, you know, to coach the guys. You know, I had a meeting with, there was like 16 or 17 of the players last Tuesday after the press conference. And, you know, sitting down and talking with them a little bit, it's going to be great to get to know them, get to know their families. And I'm super excited for that as well.
You know, Coach, it's got to be exciting to be in Evansville, Indiana, because everyone calls Evansville the Gold Coast of the Midwest. And I know that you have, you know, all about that with your time in Australia, coaching and playing there as well, a 4-year professional career. Kidding, of course. Sorry, you're not going to get the same weather in Evansville that you did in Australia. But tell me about your time in Australia, in the pro ranks, and what you did over there, because that's a really exciting wrinkle that I feel like not many, if any, applicants brought to this job when Memorial opened up the position.
So I played professionally over there for 4 years, 2005 to 2008. Met my wife there. She's a true blue Australian. I was super lucky to have a good professional career over there for those 4 years. Wish I would have played a little bit longer, but you kind of know how that goes. I got a great opportunity to come back and then coached high school for a couple of years and then got into the college ranks in the States, and then we moved back to Australia to the Gold Coast Surfers Paradise area last year, just for the year, and I was the general manager and director of basketball for North Gold Coast Seahawks Basketball Association, which was about 4,000 members. We had it was a huge association. We had a huge stadium. It was exciting. It was good. You know, basketball is getting really, really big over there. I did everything from coaching to running coaching development clinics to, you know, practices and games and organizing a whole bunch of stuff. So that was really, really fun. It was a great experience. I know, but our plan was always to come back to the States. And I know my kids really, really want to play high school sports. And obviously this is just a great area, a great situation for our family to do that. And we're just super excited to be here.
Again, Jared Swanson is here on WREF, the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. And I'm Brad Klein, coming from Australia and doing a little bit of everything there as far as coaching and organizing and a former player in Australia professionally, but also coach, having experience collegiate coaching in America, whether that be Division II or Division I. You coached at Green Bay. Let's talk about that, because I feel like most of the players that you will be coaching at Memorial, they're going to want to play in college basketball, D1, D2, whatever they can get their hands on. And with you having that experience, that's going to be a lot more appetizing for a lot of kids to come out for the team and to learn whatever they can learn. So what did you learn in your time as an NCAA coach, especially NCAA Division I coach, to apply to the American high school basketball player as they try to develop in their careers?
Yeah, I just think the big thing is, you know, your love of the game. Because let's be honest, I mean, I want these kids to enjoy their high school careers whether it's basketball, whether it's basketball football, whether it's basketball soccer, however many sports they want to play, they need to enjoy it big time because they're going to miss it. I mean, I still miss. I graduated a long time ago, and I still keep in touch with my high school teammates. And high school basketball was awesome. High school sports, the high school experience was great. And I want these kids that I coach to have that same experience. Now, because obviously, you know, you get into playing college, it turns into a little bit more of a business because it's a lot more time-consuming. It's a really, really serious. So they need to know that, hey, this is what I want to do, and I am super excited to help any of my players here if they want to play college basketball, because you need to keep playing as long as you can, as long as you want, because if once, you know, I kind of said it in my press conference and my two sons made fun of me, but I said the ball's going to stop bouncing one day and you're not going to be able to play anymore, and play as long as you can. So I'm hoping I can, you know, give some good ideas and some good leadership and some good mentorship to some of the players here at Memorial as they want to advance further into their career and play college basketball at whatever level. It could be a great experience for them. So I just hope that I can help them in that regard the best I can.
Again, Jared Swanson here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. The head coach of a team that just won the sectional championship a season ago, Heath Howington, moving on to Bar Reeves. So that opened up the Memorial job. Jared Swanson pouncing on that opportunity. He's here on WREF. But coach, when I tell you that, when I say that out loud, hey, yeah, this team just won a sectional championship, there is an expectation that comes with a job like this. There is talent already on the roster, talent that knows what it takes to win. How much easier does that make this job, knowing that you're not building anything from the ground up? What you're trying to do is continue what's already been, you know, installed and come to be expected of this program. Or does that make it more difficult because expectations could be a little bit more pressure?
Well, I think there's both of those things. Obviously, it's exciting because of the returning players that we have and of the expectation, and the support is obviously here, and, you know, and the fans and the parents and the students and the players, they know it can be done. You know, we know that here's where we want to go. Here's our next steps. And then on the other side, yeah, the expectation's there, so we need to deliver. And, you know, I'm super excited. I think that we can be, a contender to win that section championship every single year. And a lot of that goes to, let's get some of the younger kids involved. Let's really, really beef up our development program, whether that be the 7th, 8th graders. We want those kids to be ready to be varsity players in a couple of years. But we want those kids that are in 9th and 10th grade right now. We want our seniors, and when I talked to them last week, hey, we want to do the best we can this year. Let's go out and try to win another one. You know, we don't need to take a step back. Let's keep moving forward because we have the support from, you know, the community and from the athletic department and everything like that. I just think it's a really, really exciting time, and we just need to continue it on and keep going.
Coach, when you are the head coach, it's a little bit different than being an assistant coach in that the culture is kind of set by you, and what you do as a program kind of hinges on the way you want to do things as the head coach. What does a Jared Swanson head coach team look like and play like?
I think the first word is discipline. I think we need to, you know, we need to take care of the basketball. We need to play hard. There's a lot of kids these days that don't really understand what playing hard means. That doesn't mean you score all the points. That doesn't mean you do this. It means team-wise, we need to play hard. We need to be disciplined. We need to be ready to go. Every second you're out on the court, you need to be prepared to play. And I think, you know, that's the tough thing with high school. You only get X amount of practices before you start playing games, you know, compared to college where you get 6 weeks. So we're going to have to be ready to go right away. I do think that discipline thing is going to be a big thing. I'm going to hold those guys accountable. I think we have the right kind of guys to hold accountable because they want to win. And, you know, I think the quicker we can get on the same page as far as the coaching staff and the players, I think that we can get moving along right away, and everything will be good. Is it going to be tough? Absolutely. Because, you know, every team we play this year, they're going to know that we won, you know, we won X amount of games and we won the section championship last year. They're going to want to play their best against us. So that's great. We should look forward to that. And it'll be fun getting those guys prepared to go into some packed gyms this year and win some games.
How familiar are you with the roster? Now, I know that you're going to be doing your homework, but I just don't know how much access you have to the kids at this juncture, right, in the summer. And what, your press conference was less than a week ago, so all this is happening very fast. But how well do you know the kids on and off the floor and their skill set?
Yeah, I've met a couple of them. Like I said, we had a little meeting, and I met a handful of them. I've seen a couple of the other ones around a little bit here and there. I've watched a bunch of film already from last year's games on the huddle. So that's helped a little bit. But obviously, just kind of like I told the players, I said, I want to watch you guys live. I can't wait. So, and then a ton of them play football already, so that's going to kind of be a little holdup for us. But, you know, I think that's a great thing, too. Like I said before, it's awesome. If they want to play multiple sports, I think that's great. So, but, yeah, it'll be a get-to-know-me, get-to-know-them kind of thing. It'll take a little bit of time, but you know, it goes back to, I mean, the game hasn't changed. Play hard. We want you to play hard. We want you to be disciplined. You know, we'll throw in some X's and O's stuff and help teach them how to play the right way and how we want them to play. But like you said before, nothing big time or drastically needs to change. It just that we'll put a few wrinkles in here and there and hopefully get the best out of each player individually. And then collectively, that's going to yield the best results we can get to happen.
Yeah, Coach, I really appreciate your time. Hopefully I won't keep you too much longer, but I'm interested. I know the listeners are as well in talking about the new era of Memorial Boys basketball. Jared Swanson, the new head coach here on WREF, the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. How would you define success in year one? I know that even though you do have some players back from a sectional championship roster a season ago, you have Simon Schultz, Luke Elsperman, and Asher Evans. They were all seniors last year, so they're graduated. They're not on the roster for you in year one. I'd imagine that some would expect it to be with a new coach and some new guys in the starting rotation being a bit of a transitional year. How would you define success in 2025-2026 for Memorial Tiger basketball?
Well, you know, obviously, a lot of people see the wins and losses, and obviously we want to win some games. And I told the guys last week when I talked to that group of players, there were a bunch of them were seniors, that we want to win. Why not now? Why can't we win? But you never want to put, you know, you never want to put a number as, you know, defining success. I think that, you know, I think some of those other guys are going to have different roles. You know, it's like any kind of program. You lose some of your better players. You lose a few seniors that were leaders. It's going to all depend on how these younger guys that are stepping into more leadership roles, how they take it and how they work together and how the new coaching staff works with them. You know, and we might take our lumps here and there once in a while, but, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, transitional or development or the year kind of thing like that. I think we can go out and compete right away no matter what. You know, it wasn't like we lost eight seniors and they were the only ones that played. So these guys have had a sniff of it. They know what it takes to be on a winning team. Their roles are going to be a little different than they were last year. And we'll help them, you know, I'll help them move along and figure that out and figure out what their roles are. And the sooner we can get that down, I think the better we're going to be. And, you know, and if we keep taking steps and strides forward during the year, you never know what happens at the end of the season because it's always crazy and anything can happen. I think that hopefully we're in that spot to be one of those teams that win some games down the stretch.
Coach, I was teasing you off the top, but I will ask you in all seriousness, from Australia to Evansville, it is a big adjustment. How have you guys been settling in, your family? You have three kids, you have your wife. What have you guys done to familiarize yourself with the area? And just let me know, I've got plenty of recommendations for you if you're looking for a good place to eat.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Like I told somebody, it's been a wild week. So a week ago yesterday, we flew in almost at midnight. So we've been here just a little over a week and got into our new house a few days ago, which has been great. We've been to, you know, Home Depot, Walmart, Target a handful of times to get this and that. We have our shipping container doesn't come across the ocean for another 6 to 8 weeks. So, but we got plenty of stuff to do and plenty of things to happen. And we're figuring out the kids' school stuff and the sports stuff is happening here right away. They're getting involved in meeting some other kids. And yeah, everything with that's been going great so far. And we've only... the community's been really, really welcoming at the school and just out and about at town and a few places that we've went out to eat and some stuff like that. It's been just wonderful so far.
Well, I know that first impression is going to be your lasting impression of Evansville, and hopefully that lasting impression doesn't come for some time. But, yeah, I tell you this, as a newcomer myself, originally from New Jersey, which is about as foreign as Australia is to some of the people here in Evansville, people, they're great, and the community is great. The memorial community is great. East Side's going to be great for you. So congratulations to you, the family on the move. It's all... I'm sure exciting, but also scary. And you guys made it to Evansville. Can't wait for your shipping container to get here in a couple of months. Good luck with that. But really can't wait to see you and the Tiger basketball program for 2025-2026. Coach, really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, that's Jared Swanson, the new head coach of Memorial Boys Basketball right here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Ref's Call right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.